Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 7 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirstner to go through the charts and have our comments and our thoughts and what we've been talking about on our respective programs. Jennifer, mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and Knocking Them Dead there. It's a better program than anything else that they have in Los Angeles, I'll tell you that. Despite her co-host, at any rate. Right, okay. I just love having you here with us. That's the thing. And nobody can replace me
and
with
obviously
you.
Obviously, I must love being here because here we are.
Here we are. Yes, exactly. All right, so Jay and Jennifer and I are going to have our comments based on conversations we've had this week on the People list from Talkers Magazine, number 10, George Santos. Let's just do the list and then we'll do our upchuck.
Are you Santosing us?
Yes, right. Good God.
It's going to be a verb between, now.
You know, all right, so I am distracted a little bit. The whole business about between Santos and Omar and the huffing and puffing going on. Look, I have no use. She's number six, by the way, on the People list. I have no use for her one way or another. And I, but the fact that there are so many different points of view when it comes to her. MSNBC would tell you she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they were a bunch of racist pigs because obviously what we're doing to her is a result of her religion and her background, yada, yada, yada. With George Santos, there's none of that. He's a worthless piece of crap. And the fact that...
We think. We're not sure.
What?
Because he's lying. We don't even know who the guy is. He's, like, told a million stories.
Yeah,
he's catfished
right.
The nation.
He's totally catfished the nation. The way I look at this is that last cycle, Nancy Pelosi went through and said, we're going to pick who we want to have on these committees because we're the majority party. This time around, and Republicans warned at that time, you're setting precedents. So now that Republicans are in charge, some people are saying this is just, trying to hit back. But
of course it is.
I have no issue with Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell being allowed on other committees because they've been, look, Schiff lies to his voters just as much as George Santos, but about different things. Schiff lied about the Russia stuff. Santos lies about who he is. Both of them, if they're elected by their constituents, should stay in Congress, but neither of them should be on a committee where you're trusted with the highest bits of intelligence in the land, because that's ridiculous. If you're a known liar, why should we put you on the intel
committee? So is Omar in that same category?
So the reason I bring up Nancy Pelosi is that she knocked Marjorie Taylor Greene off of committees for something that she thought was white nationalist talk from, like, years ago, like before Marjorie Taylor Greene was even in Congress. And so she said she couldn't be on any committee. What Republicans voted on yesterday is Ilhan Omar has said really anti-Semitic things. She is anti-Israel, and she sits on the Foreign Relations Committee, which deals with Israel all the time. So what the vote was this week is that she can sit now on any other committee, including Intel, just not on Foreign Relations because of the comments that she's made about Israel.
See, I wouldn't even want her on Intel. But what is interesting, the fact that I had forgotten that she was so anti-Semitic. So why is she given, under the circumstances, she's a representative of a district in Michigan.
That's right.
So is she representing the people there? Are
clearly
they anti-Semites?
I guess. I don't know. It's a really great question. How does she get elected over and over again with those really terrible things that she said about Israel?
Yeah.
So I think it's a question. It's a question for her voters. I live in Adam Schiff's district. I bonk my head against the wall going, this guy's lied to us over and over again. How do people keep electing him? But they do. So what's appropriate? Is it appropriate to put him on, I'd rather have him on appropriations than I would rather have him on the Intel committee. So those are the three that were suspect. But something happened this week that the media is not going to tell you about. And it was because of the woman in Indiana. She's a Republican, and she said, you know, enough of this nonsense about the majority party, like, deciding who can go on what committee, and this is kind of a new thing since Nancy Pelosi cycled this last time. She said, if somebody is not allowed to be on a committee, they get an appeals process. And so that's the way that they were able to secure enough votes to even have Ilhan Omar's vote of no confidence to be on foreign relations. Mm-hmm. So now, if somebody gets pulled off of a committee, at least they have an appeal process if they think that it's just a political hit job. Mm-hmm. And they can appeal that decision. Mm. So I think that's more fair than just deciding the majority party gets to play.
What committees has George Santos been assigned to?
He's on no committees right now because he wasn't on anything important first, because Kevin McCarthy already came out and said, we're not putting him on anything important. It's up to his voters. Just like I'm not going to kick Adam Schiff out of Congress, I'm not going to kick Santos out of Congress. It's up to the voters. But he had kind of boring committee assignments. I don't even know what they were. But he just resigned all of them this week, saying I won't sit on any committee. So basically right now he's a placeholder in Congress, which means he's on his way out.
Good. See you later, George. Okay, number 9 on the people list is Tyre Nichols. Nikki Haley is number 8. Donald Trump is at 7. Ms. Omar is at 6. Ron DeSantis is at 5. Hunter Biden at 4. Good God, can't we get rid of this guy? Jerome Powell is 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. Joe Biden is 1. On the story side of things, artificial intelligence and what it means to McDonald's hamburger chain much as anything else.
I'd like to buy some of that artificial intelligence.
Right. Maybe we'll be replaced by an artificial voice. What do you think? And an artificial brain.
Oh, no. Don't give anybody those ideas.
I know.
Yeah. Who could think like us, though? You can't create a machine to think like we do. Uh-uh.
No,
Russia and the war, number 9 this week. The death of Tyre Nichols is 8. Who's running for president in 24 is 7. Border security is 6. Mr. DeSantis, the continuing focus on what he is doing in education, the policies that he's directing in Florida. Hunter Biden, my God, this guy. Number 4, let's see here. The government document leaks, investigations, and so much a hubbub about nothing. Number 2, the debt ceiling, and number 1, the economy. Okay, so let's, number 3, as much as I don't want to talk about this, I want to throw this angle out. This is one of these things, and as I look at the top, I was going to say the top 3, look at the top 10, according to Talkers Magazine, and how much of this stuff is hooey when you get right down to the brass tacks of discussions.
Meaning scandal, when you say hooey?
Well, I don't know if it's a scandal. Maybe I'd put Hunter Biden in the same. 3 and 4 to me are nonsense. It's a lot of... this list reflects what people are talking about, but why are we talking about it? There's nothing new in terms of government documents, in terms of leaks, and what are we investigating? Why are we investigating? All these people do this stuff, and they've been doing it for years. And to whose detriment? They go, well, there's 50 million things. What makes something classified? That's what ought to be investigated, not all this other stuff, because there's so much junk in there. Who cares?
Well, why is it taking so long?
Yeah, there's a reason there's a conversation about this. I think you're right, and there are lots of pieces of this. We overclassify documents tremendously in the country.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
I don't think the fact that Joe Biden or Mike Pence or, gosh, Jimmy Carter, like whoever, like
right.
I don't think it matters.
Jimmy Carter's a crook because he took credit.
I don't think that it would have mattered as much that everybody's taking classified documents home as like a souvenir with them if they hadn't raided Mar-a-Lago and to make an example out of Trump.
I agree with that.
The reason it's a big deal for Joe Biden is because Joe Biden made it a big deal for Trump. He did that primetime interview and he said that Trump couldn't be trusted, and blah, blah. So then he makes it a big deal. I also think that the other part of this story that is really concerning is people's feeling that there's a double-tiered system of justice. So, you know, Trump gets raided, Biden gets his lawyers there, they give him 7 months before they send the FBI into his home so he can clean everything up. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But you also have a couple of other pieces that are discouraging. It was revealed this week that the Department of Justice and Biden's administration made a deal not to tell anybody about the documents that they found in his office.
Of course they did.
The first set. Well, that's not okay.
It's all politics.
It's not politics. That's protecting your own. And I think it's this is the swamp that Trump talks so much about, and it includes Republicans as well as Democrats.
But he didn't do anything about it.
They weren't going to tell anybody. So Mr. Transparent, who ran and says Trump's such a bad guy, is now making deals to shut it up. The other piece is that I don't mind if Mike Pence or Jimmy Carter, quite frankly, have classified documents, or Bill Clinton, or I don't know about Obama. We'll see about that. But what I don't like is that we have now a history, a pattern of behavior with the Biden's family, that they sell that information to our adversaries. So I have a problem if Joe Biden has classified information. That's important. Look, if it's something that's overclassified, fine. That would make me feel better.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But this is stuff he's selling to Ukraine and to China? Come on.
Well, there's a cloud over that. Whether it is or it isn't,
it's how they make their money. That we know this.
Yeah. Well, the understanding here, though, as far as the laptop and Hunter Biden, now what they've done is they have hired a bunch of lawyers to deny that the laptop existed. They want a criminal probe, not into what Hunter Biden is doing, but into the people who leaked the information. So they're deflecting it. This is so obvious.
Yeah.
Under this, so they're making it worse
for
themselves.
His lawyers had actually admitted that it was his laptop this week. Also, a new piece of information came off the laptop that he was withholding. This is just, I don't know if it constitutes a crime, but it's sure scumbag behavior. He was withholding a woman's paycheck unless she would send him naked pictures of her, like, showering and have, like...
Hunter Biden was?
Yes, at Wasco, which was his lawyering group. Hmm. And by the way, they have the pictures, so it's not like he didn't get them.
Are they any good? Did you see them?
I saw them. They're very spicy. The Daily Mail had them. And
Stormy Daniels spicy?
Everybody's naked. Let's just say that. Everybody's naked.
Well, look, just because they're naked, there's a nude beach down in Florida, Riviera Beach, in Palm Beach County, and there's no one there you want to see naked.
Well,
nobody.
It's not that. So. This woman you do want to see, I'm sure many people would like it, and Hunter Biden standing over her naked. So the two of them, yeah.
How lovely is that?
I don't know if that happens on the beach all the time.
I think we'll keep moving here. It's now 18 after this, the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Social media time, 23 after the hour. Each hour of the Good Day program, we present ideas and thoughts from our listeners. You can get to us pretty easily at Good Day Show. So let's see what Jay has come up with. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all your car care needs. Get the parts, the service that you need. It's very quick. They're fast, the professional parts people at O'Reilly. So check it out. O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can go online and order stuff, or you can go to the stores. It's always fun. I love going into stores like that. Maybe I'm the only one in the world who does. I like wandering around looking at the batteries. I look at the brake fluid.
You know, I love to shop. The oil. Jay, I think you love to shop. I don't know. I love O'Reilly Auto Parts when I need it. I just don't go to browse. That's all.
Right. Okay. Got that. All right. So let's get the comments here, Jay. The vote on Ms. Omar and what it means. And so let's see. We've got
voting off the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Yeah,
Mike
right.
Zadra called it a good start. Mm-hmm. Sharon Jakubicek said, "I'm from Minnesota. She has a lot of luggage. She should be gone." Mm-hmm. James Phelps agrees that it should have happened some time ago. Sydney Houghton thinks that Ilhan Omar should be deported. Stacey Ray.
She was born here, wasn't she?
No, she's Somalian.
Yeah.
Oh, she was Somalian? I thought her family was Somalian. I didn't think.
No, remember she married her brother or something like that. There was that scandal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Stacey Ray says it was not for anti-Semitic. Otherwise, that other GOP member who was talking about Jewish laser beams wouldn't have gotten a committee as well.
Who is that?
That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, which she was kicked off of all committees. However, now, doesn't she have a committee assignment again? Isn't she part of...
So what did she say? This is news to me. What did Marjorie Taylor Greene say?
It was something about space laser beams.
What's it got to do with Jewish
and lasers? That Jewish people put them up there. Like, that was something along her comments. And she hadn't been.
That could have been true, by the way.
Marjorie Taylor Greene had been removed of all committees, but now she is on the House Homeland Security Committee.
She wants to be Trump's running mate, for God's sakes. Right? Let's have,
can you imagine? Trump's like, yes, I heard about the laser beams.
Thank you for doing the Dr. Evil voice, because that's immediately what I thought, too.
Uh-huh. All right. What else?
And then Scott Gibbons says the Republican-led Congress is a sorry place. So different. Yeah, different viewpoints.
Right. All right, next question has to do with, what is this number? She's number 8 on the people list. Whether or not Nikki Haley would make an interesting presidential candidate.
Yeah, apparently she's supposed to announce her run at February 15th. Don Berg says, I could support Nikki Haley. She's intelligent, yeah, well-spoken, and would make an amazing president.
I'd look at her carefully, frankly. I would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Liz Ovard says that, unfortunately, she's Canadian. Liz is Canadian, so she can't vote, but she finds Nikki Haley very impressive.
Yeah, I think she is. Yeah.
Sydney Houghton would rather vote for Trump or DeSantis, while Cheryl Grace. Yeah,
Sydney, you're a sexist.
Cheryl Grace-Chick says that Nikki Haley is very capable. The youngest governor of South Carolina. She's a diplomat. She's articulate. She is quiet yet confident in her demeanor. And this country needs to dump the tired old politicians.
I want to see this. I want to see Nikki Haley run against Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God.
Well, okay, so Jeremy has a take on that one.
Wait,
that
his name's Jeremy?
At least on Facebook it is. He says this might sound sexist, but there will never be a woman president because there are still countries who don't even recognize women, and they sure as heck would not be negotiating with them.
That isn't going to keep us from voting for one.
But, yeah.
Nice thinking, Jeremy. You sure this isn't Ron Jeremy, who's just using Jeremy instead of Ron Jeremy? Could be that's a comment from Ron Jeremy. Okay, enough of the chuckles. I think we better pause now while we're ahead. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a USA News update. It's a bitter cold freeze. The northeastern U.S. is shivering under an Arctic blast of air coming from Canada, but weather forecasters say temperatures should warm up by the end of the weekend. Memphis has fired a 6th police officer in the wake of the death of Tyree Nichols following a traffic stop. The other 5 who lost their jobs are also facing second-degree murder charges. Elon Musk has won vindication in court. A jury dismissed complaints from investors that his tweets in 2018 about investment for Tesla constituted fraud. Democrats meeting in Philadelphia will vote Saturday on reordering the primary calendar in 2024. A proposal would put South Carolina first in place of Iowa. New Hampshire would remain in second place. This is USA Radio News.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn, while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A roundup of the top stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and the Good Day program. Jay is here from Good Day. Doug is here from Good Day. Because Jennifer is here, and because most usually there's something in the story list that focuses on some of the, and I guess this week number 8 would be that, the violence in America, the Nichols death, but more to the point of where they happen, some of these things. A lot of them have happened in California this week. The fact that some, the news media here yesterday, Jennifer, as I was looking around after I had my eye operated on, the mass shooting that every one of the 5 news channels were on at the same time. Supposedly the police seized high-powered rifles from this guy who was accused of making threats. So how did they get this information?
Yeah, that was a story that was actually a lot to draw from the story about what we need to be doing. There was a guy who moved into a high-rise apartment building in Hollywood. He was on the 18th floor. And I guess he had been just kind of just showing people bad behavior and saying crazy things, like he was going to kill everybody. And so many of the residents and even the building staff started to complain to police. And how many times have we heard that people don't say anything, number one, and if they do say anything, the police ignore it? Well, the police actually came to check it out. And when they got there, they heard that he had made these threats, including killing everybody. And so they got a warrant. They went in. They searched his place. They found thousands of rounds of ammunition, multiple firearms, all different kinds. And he had a basically like a sniper rifle pointed at the park beneath the building. with a pane of glass. He had glass windows, and he had it pointing through the window down at the ground, which gives
you know
you
what I thought of when I saw that?
Las Vegas.
I thought
probably,
of
right?
Las Vegas. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Same.
And so he had it set up. Now, you know, I was talking with, as you mentioned, I do the L.A. radio show with my co-host. He goes, well, I have a lot of guns. But and so if I ever got arrested, they'd say, I have all of these guns and all of this ammunition. But the point that he had it, he had things sticking out the window, ready to take aim at people, that's not normal behavior. So he comes
just
home.
Moved into that building.
Yeah, he comes home and they arrest him. And so I think, you know, well done, first of all, to the LAPD. Well done to the people who complained. And good for them for listening and not just bypassing it like we've heard in so many other stories. And then we wonder what happened when there was a tragedy. And we go, oh, what should we have done differently? They actually did this one right. And I guess he had ties to other violent attacks. They didn't say what, but in other states outside of California. So,
speaking of attacks, story of this five-year-old boy in California who survived an attack by a mountain lion up in San Mateo, which is an area where a lot of this stuff would happen. The youngster identified as Jack. There's a GoFundMe page that's been set up for his family. Anyway, this the boy, he's got a lot of lacerations on his body and fracture. His eye is messed up, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but he's alive, and he's going to make it and still thrive in life.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, under the circumstances, the courage here did, you know, and you think about a five-year-old, it's got to be more instinctive than anything else, right?
Yeah.
He wrestled this mountain lion.
Yeah, he and his mom both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. There you go. That's something to be thankful for, I guess, as much as anything else. All right, and the other thing from California that people are talking about, Jennifer, this is the California segment of the countdown. The police trying to figure out why these three cars were driving down a road where there was a sinkhole. The road's closed off, and these idiots drive down the road, and the cars go into the sinkhole.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that. I just know that we've had sinkholes open up in California because of the rains and the roads are in such
terrible
condition.
Yeah, but this had road closed signs
and it said road
closed.
The sinkhole. I know. Yeah. People wanted to still drive over it. I know. It's just people are idiots.
So you get what you deserve. Yeah. And so, fortunately,
this has been a thing, though, around here with all the rain and all the yucky roads that nobody does any upkeep on, and so then you've got a big sinkhole and people decide it'd be fun to go drive into it.
You know, that's the other thing, and I would think, I'm sure you bring this up on your program because you're not a fan of the current governor, but what are people thinking when they are looking for leadership and there is none? Basically, there's no leadership in California whatsoever. There's a lot of posturing, there's a lot of talk, but when you look at the condition of the roads, when I drive around here, when I'm here, I look at and I know what my children are paying in taxes. I know when I was a landowner what I was paying in taxes here. How do you stand it? How do you put up with it is the question.
We pay an awful lot to get not a lot back.
Nothing.
And people, and this is what is the going conversation. You don't have people that make change, or you have unions that are so strong that there's so much corruption when an election time comes that, you know, they can take advantage of the system, get people to show up, and then the vote is the same. And so when there's a problem, the party that's in power kind of likes the problem because they can make money and give themselves and hand out favors to try to fix it. The idea that you can fix homelessness with just money, which is all they think, is just not true. The idea that you can fix crime by taking away police and creating new areas of government is not true. But they're making money for themselves and their friends, so they're going to continue to do it, and we're going to continue to just be in this terrible, vicious cycle.
It's really amazing how shallow people are. And part of it, I think, has to come from younger people. Their focus on social media, not really learning what's going on. They have advocacy positions. You know, the same thing as some of the talk radio is today. It's most of it is. It's advocacy. It's not really, you're not learning anything. You're just having people do the rah-rah shish-goomba, you know, whether it comes to Representative Omar, who deserves not to be where she is, whatever it is that becomes the fix for that. But, you know, we don't. There's another new network, the News Nation, is one of the television networks that's now pretty much focusing on the news itself. No opinions, no groups of people together, you know, to say, well, what do you think of this? And there's, I think, Scripps has another. And isn't that who it is, Jennifer? I think the old Scripps News stations have now created another, because their research shows that people want to know what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't want to look at Fox and see the same old crap every day. They don't want to look at MSNBC and the same old crap, read the New York Times and that crap every day. All right, having said that, the number, where are we here? Number 7 on the story list this week, who's running for the presidency. And I think as I look at you could expect Donald Trump to take a shot at Nikki Haley, which he has done already.
Not in a huge, you know, it was interesting. That
well, not as disrespectful as he usually is.
Yeah. Well, no, he just called her overly ambitious.
Yeah.
Because, which I don't know. I don't know if that's an insult. I guess maybe overly ambitious is supposed to be an insult on a female. I don't know. But the only person officially in the campaign right now, I think Democrat or Republican, at least in the main, is Trump. Nikki Haley said she's going to announce on the 15th. She called Trump, and because she'd been on tape saying that she wouldn't run if he was in because that was her president. She did a wonderful job. Well, she changed her mind, and he's in the race, and so she called him and said, yeah, I think I had a change of mind. And he told her, and she said what he told her, and he said what he told her, and they match up, that, it, you know, I don't really want you to run, but it's a free country. Everybody can run, and if it's in your heart, follow your heart. So that's what she's going to do. I think that she
might
be
as a vice presidential running mate.
Well, that's what I think this might be. I think this might be an attempt to have her become his vice president, because Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, has a book out. He doesn't like Nikki Haley. He said that Nikki Haley went to Trump to try to knock out Pence in 2020 to become vice president. And on Hugh Hewitt's show this week, Trump didn't want to embarrass her, but wouldn't comment on the story. So to me, that means, yes, she did
Trump
try to knock out.
So Trump was on with Hugh Hewitt. Who
this week.
He's on the Salem network that Jennifer is on, the ownership of her station. Yeah. Okay, well.
So he says he wouldn't confirm it outright. He said, I don't want to embarrass her, but obviously that means it's probably true in Pompeo's book that she wanted to be his vice president in 2020.
Okay.
So maybe. I think that there are a lot of people who are going to run for the presidency wanting to be Trump's VP, and wouldn't be surprised if he came out with the VP pick sooner rather than later before they even get a chance to be considered to be vice president. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, way too much politics and not a discussion of some of the other issues. Here's this. If I were doing the list, I'm not Talkers Magazine, I'm not Michael Harrison, but I will tell you the number one thing in my focus this week, and that's a pun because I had my eye operated on. My focus isn't too good.
The one good eye is on what?
I have one good eye, right. Is this damn balloon.
Yes, the Chinese weather balloon.
What the hell is that all about?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something, Doug, that you deserve the credit for, because you have talked about this for a long time, not Chinese weather balloons, but the fact that Chinese companies are coming in and buying up American farmland, and our stupid government's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. These are just businesses coming in. Every business that does that, and I guarantee you, I'm going to say 99.999% of the businesses that do that have direct ties to the Communist Chinese Party.
Of course they do. That's how the country runs.
And they're taking us over.
Government runs everything. Yeah.
They're taking us over quietly from the inside, and we're just stupid with our fingers asleep on the switch. But anyway, so now this piece of farmland, they start launching weather balloons flying over Air Force bases, and now the Air Force is saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't let them go ahead with this deal. What are they waiting for? Shoot the balloon down.
Right. Shoot it down.
Why wouldn't they shoot it down?
It's over Billings, Montana, apparently, as we're doing this program, and that'll catch it, and the jet stream is flowing through there. So it'll blow at 180 miles an hour in an easterly, southeasterly direction. So who knows? And then, but the counter from these lightweights in the government is, well, they can see that. They can see the same thing from a spy satellite.
Sorry.
So why should we be worried
about it?
Shoot it down. No. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, send an F-22 out there and shoot the damn thing down.
Well, they're worried about civilians on the ground. But in that case, if you know where the debris field will be, then evacuate that area.
Or shoot it down over the mountains. Montana, hello. I think that's the least populated state in the country, and it's not like there were millions and millions of people there. I think there are 3 million people at most that live in Montana. There's plenty of places, big sky country. You can find a nice big area to shoot the damn thing down and be done with it. So what we are, you know, it's sort of, it goes back to a lot of the other things that we're talking about. With regard to farmland, Jennifer, I thought last year, and I missed, I guess I didn't follow this carefully enough, there was a bill introduced last year to keep the Russians, the Chinese, and all foreign governments from buying farmland. It never made it through the Senate. I thought it did. I don't know whether Biden would sign it or not, but there's another bill that you can check out that's been reintroduced for the same thing, because people who are thinking about this, and mostly it's Republicans, the Democrats don't have a clue, want to keep the Russians and the Chinese from buying farmland. Yes, that's something we need to be focused on. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of January 30th to February 3rd, according to Talkers Magazine. You can check out these charts anytime you like. We list them at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com. At the number 10 on the story list this week, artificial intelligence and how it's inveigling itself into our lives. At number 9, the war in Ukraine. At number 8, Tyree Nichols and the continuing kerfluffle about how he died. The people running for president, including Mr. Trump and Ms. Haley, number 7. Border security problems, number 6. Another presidential candidate, Ron DeSantis, number 5, with his education policies in the focus. Hunter Biden is 4 in the laptop thing. Documents and investigation of the government is 3. The debt ceiling is 2, and the economy is 1 this week on the story list.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list from the countdown. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 10 on the people list, George Santos. I wish this, well, we all, I should probably keep my editorial comments to myself and just do the list, because the editorial comments come during the context of the conversation on the air. Tyree Nichols is at 9. Nikki Haley is at 8. Donald Trump is at 7. Ihan Omar, I never think I'm pronouncing your name right, is at number 6. Ron DeSantis is at 5. Hunter Biden at 4. Jerome Powell at 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. So that's the people list. I try to go through these, the official lists, so that you have them in your ear, because oftentimes as we're discussing this, whether it be in the Talk Radio Countdown show itself or the ancillary Talk Radio Roundup, sometimes all of them don't get mentioned. So there's the official list here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I usually like to save for this segment what might be considered the biggest story of the week. And it all kind of depends on where we're all at. We all have different opinions, different thoughts. We know different things sometimes. So number 2 is a discussion of the debt ceiling and how that's going. And so as I look at some of the issues here, ladies, I see that Speaker McCarthy has gone over to talk to President Biden about this whole business of the spending debt, where we go, what the real test is, and how they're negotiating. Now, this is not Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill who got along. So I wonder what you heard inside insight, Jennifer, because you're usually pretty close to some of this stuff, and Jay as well. I have not been around much this week because of an operation on my eyes, so I'm not as clued into this as the two of you may be. So what's McCarthy and what's, if you're in the room and is whispering, or if you could sort of have a fly on the wall here, what was it supposedly like, the two of them in the same room together?
I don't know. I would imagine it's, you know, it was probably amicable. I would imagine that they're probably, friendly with each other. But Kevin McCarthy is asking something that I think is important, and that is, if we raise the debt ceiling, we have to start voting to cut our spending.
Right.
And Biden says, I'm not negotiating, we're not cutting our spending, you just need to raise the debt ceiling. Now, And people, excuse me, are panicking that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we're going to default on our loans. That's true, but we don't need to panic quite yet. We can raise the debt ceiling, but I do think that the concession is an important one, that we get our spending under control. We cannot continue to spend like drunken sailors and expect that we're going to have a thriving economy in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me give you a take. Even though I said, and I apologize for my voice, I'm a little froggy. The idea of spending $82 million, an appropriations bill has been introduced in the House to spend $82 million to upgrade the bases mostly close to China, as close as we can get, like Guam and the other three or four places where we ring with Air Force and naval resources, we ring around China. So there is an appropriation bill for $82 million to upgrade those facilities. Now, when I look at that, and I look at the $700-plus billion that's spent by the Defense Department at the Pentagon, and know that the Government Accounting Office says in their report almost every year that there is at least a quarter of that money that's wasted, fraud, abuse, whatever it is. That's what I... This is leadership. So if I were McCarthy, and I'm talking to whoever it is, in this case it's Biden, hey, there's an $82 million thing. Let's make sure that doesn't get spent. That's part of the negotiation. Make us look good. Take the money out of whatever the free cash is that's over in the Pentagon budget, and people will think we're doing a good job, which, by the way, is something that we ought to be doing. There's no way in hell that there should be an extra $82 million spent when the kind of waste that is goes on in the Pentagon continues. So that's something that I would put on the table. But Medicare and Social Security are other things. They keep talking about the entitlements.
Everybody has said that they're not going to touch Medicare and Social Security, from Republicans to Democrats. Mm-hmm. No one's touching that. But we do have a whole class of people now that think they don't need to work because they're just happy with what the government doles out to them.
Yeah, that's true.
So when we talk about entitlements, I'm less concerned about Medicare and Social Security and more concerned about the people who, you know, commit fraud to get disability. And then for those people who stay on public assistance because they don't want to work or they're just comfortable getting by with whatever the government can say.
They don't necessarily need it. They do it because they can.
Yeah. I think if I were running the world, if you're going to take government money, whether it's from the federal government or the state government, you should have to put in service hours. So clean up graffiti at a school, pick up trash along a roadway. I guarantee you if people had to do that kind of stuff to get their government money, they'd be back to work in no time.
Well, the other thing is that they're trying to find new sources of income, like the tax on radio and advertising and that sort of thing, and the music and all of these sorts of things. They keep looking for new ways to tax the people here who are overburdened with taxes to begin with.
Yeah.
So it's pretty doggone outrageous, no matter how you look at it. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.